I'm at Jeff Power's property about 15 kilometres south of Bailing Up, where he's had a concrete slab laid for his new micro abattoir. He wants to be able to process chickens and ducks on farm. The abattoir itself is about the size of a shipping container, and it's travelled all the way from Cairns. In a way, it was a stroke of luck that Jeff stumbled across the facility.
So once we decided that that's what we wanted to do, actually process on farm, I travelled to both the United States and to the UK to look at on-farm models, so other farmers who are actually doing that as well, and the rules of thumb for smaller production numbers. And I submitted the designs to, I drew those up, came back, put a development application into council, at which point the consultant that we're using for the breed of chicken that we're farming out here mentioned to us, he said, we showed him the plans and he said, there's actually one of those in the trading post. So
he'd just seen it in the trading post
off
his own bat.
It was totally a Castle Daryl Kerrigan moment. Yeah, Dad, there's a micro abattoir and I couldn't believe it. I went online, had a look. The photos exactly matched what we'd drawn. So, you know, there's a logic to it, I suppose. So, of course it would. Mm-hmm. I contacted the guy in Cairns. So it was about the furthest place from Western Australia you can think. And I flew straight over and bought it on the spot.
And had he been processing his own chicken meat over there?
Yeah, so small farm, organic chicken, and being a fitter and turner, he'd actually built the entire abattoir himself to, you know, Australian and New Zealand food standards. And so, yeah, it was an exceptional piece of equipment, completely fitted out, and it would have been crazy to take time to think about it. It was just, yeah, okay, we'll take this. We're standing in the second part of the processing room, if you like. So the first part, of course, is the slaughter. So where the chickens are stunned, they're blooded, and then they go into a scalding tank, of course, to loosen the feathers. And then they go into the machine behind you here, which is actually a defeatherer. It's like a spin dryer, I suppose.
Yeah.
So okay. the birds tumble in there, and the plastic fingers that are poking out everywhere just literally pull the feathers out. So then they're onto the processing table, and this is evisceration. So we're literally they're gutted. So anything from this point, which is then going on into the food system, passes through that chute. Anything that's not, i.e. the viscera, the intestines, etc., go into these tubs. At this point, you've got a graded animal, so then that gets passed through the chute.
This little window?
Yes, into the next room. So, and then literally it's filleting. This is butchering. So you're breaking down the carcass into legs, breasts, wings, or whole birds, and then cryovacking, weighing, labelling.
So they're literally the chopping up and the labelling and the weighing all happens just in this last section.
The last part of the process, which in an industrial or intensive chicken processing operation, birds are typically immersed in chlorine baths, so icy baths, in order to take their core temperature down. We have an air chilled system, so super chill the birds, take the temperature down within the specific.
So this last section is essentially a fridge.
A big chiller. So they get blasted with that air. From there, we decide how much product is actually frozen and how much is fresh based on, you know, what our customers have asked for. And then it comes out this door and into the freezer fridge section.
And so what kind of quantity would that freezer section or fridge section hold?
Inventory for us would be about 400 birds a fortnight. We won't be at that production straight away. We're expecting our first harvest in September, in spring. So.
And what kind of birds will you be using?
A combination of the standard, if you like, industrial broiler, which is a Cornish cross, and also the specialised pastured breed that we're looking at from Summerlet's Poultry over in New South Wales. So it's a specifically designed breed to survive and flourish in a pasture-based environment versus a shed-based. So the Cornish cross are a much more sensitive bird. You know, if you like, the resilience of the bird has been bred out of them to an extent where without that controlled industrial environment, they don't tend to flourish. So we'll be trying them out on a range of different scenarios here on pasture grass.
And so you're going to be processing, was it 400 birds a fortnight or so? Do you think that, are you anticipating that that's going to be financially viable for you guys? How are you going to sell them?
Yeah, so look, that's part of the trick of bringing the value chain back onto the farm. So we don't have distributors. We deal directly with the public. So the public will be literally logging onto our website registering as customers, as members, so we know who they are, making an order, purchasing that order online. So it manages our risk enormously as far as, you know, stock and shrinkage.